The question was asked, is one permitted to add prayers, a rachaman, who, such and such, in the end of benching? So, in some sidurim, the way the prayer is written is, it says the fourth blessing, and the fourth blessing concludes, al yechasreinu, and then it says, amen, as though that's the end of the blessing. What's interesting is that in the Rambam, it doesn't seem that way. When the Rambam quotes the benching, so the Rambam quotes the fourth blessing as going like this. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, nachel avinu makeinu adireinu boreinu kidoshenu kidosh Yaakov, ha'melech hatov ha'metiv shebchol yom v'yom hu gomleinu chen v'chesed v'rachamim v'chol tov, ha'rachamanu yishtabach l'dor dorim, l'dorei dorim, ha'rachamanu yitpeh l'netzach ul'netzachim, הרחמן הוא יזכנו למות המשך ובניין בית המקדש וחיי העולם הבא מגדול ישור מקוב עושה חסד למשיכו לדוד זרוע עד עולם כפירים רשו ורעבו ודורשי השם ליחסו כל טוב הודו לשם כי טוב כי לעולם חסדו. And that's the end of benching. So from the Rambam it seems to be a continuation of the benching. If a person would want to say it at the very end, I could hear it. I know that there are many Sfardim that have different customs, that they add all kinds of nice arachamans. If that's their custom, that's fine. For us to invent and add, I question whether that would be appropriate because of this. Because it seems like, according to the Rambam, it's all a continuation of one blessing. It seems. Again, I'm not sure, but the way it's set up in the Rambam seems that way.